nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You make me look. Welcome back to Match Game Director. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. We'll go overseas for a second. Germany and Ireland together have slammed the UK for reneging on the Brexit deal. What's that all about? Why does that affect the United States? I think it's potentially a very serious thing, and here's what it is. The UK is one of our strongest allies, and they've really stood up to the Ruskies, the criminal Ruskies, the terror state, what they're doing in Ukraine, the genocide in Ukraine, sending weapons to Ukraine. The United States has too, and so have all the other European countries. But the UK got out of the EU. They broke away a couple of years ago, egged on by Trump. Putin had interfered in that election, just like our 2016 election, putting out false information and all that. Anyway, narrowly, they got out of the EU. But when you get out of the EU, one of the benefits of being in the European Union, the EU, is that there are no tariffs and there are no borders within Europe. It's very much like the United States back in the 1770s and 80s. Each of the states were like a separate deal. And when they got together as the United States, you can travel to Illinois, Mississippi, Florida, or California. You don't need a passport. Nobody checks you on the way in and out. You set up a company here and you make something, you can sell it in California and not pay tariffs and so forth, because we're united. Well, Europe became united after two devastating wars in the 20th century. And Britain came dropped out of that for a lot of reasons. But that meant that suddenly, with regard to Britain, there would be borders again, including economic borders and potentially tariffs. So they worked out a deal in Ireland. The UK owns six counties in Ireland. Ireland has 32 counties. 26 of them are in Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, and six of them in Northern Ireland, the basically what used to be called Ulster, not all of it, but some of it, were taken by Britain and not given back to Ireland back in the 1920s. What happened was, in the 1990s, Bill Clinton, one of the great presidents of the 20th century, and Tony Blair, one of the two greatest prime ministers in the 20th century of Britain, got together, and they worked out a deal. And they stopped the troubles, the violence, the sectarian violence in Northern Ireland. And it was terrific. So somebody in Ireland manufactures something, they can sell it in Northern Ireland or England. England or Northern Ireland can sell it in Southern Ireland. Goods go back and forth across between Northern Ireland and Ireland seven times, sometimes, before they're brought to market in Europe. Well, Boris Johnson, the conservative Tory prime minister, thought, well, I want to get the unionists in Northern Ireland on my side, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to impose a border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland that was abolished by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, and that had led to violence. And so he's renewing the specter of sectarian violence in Ireland. That is despicable. And why is he doing it? Because the EU had worked out a deal with him where his goods from England or Scotland or Wales coming into Ireland would be checked at the border of the Irish Sea. Irish Sea divides the rest of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and then it can go anywhere it wants after it's been checked. Well, now they want to move that checkpoint down into the land border with Ireland and Northern Ireland, and that's what caused the troubles back up through the 1990s. Boris Johnson is in trouble. Two of his ministers just resigned. His cabinet thinks that he may be on his last legs. I don't necessarily want to see that. He's stood up to the Russians and Ukraine, and they are our ally. But at the same time, we cannot have violence in Ireland again. It was put, the British have caused a lot of problems in Ireland for 500 years, and it's about time they stop, flat out stop. So Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you know, the United States has said, look, UK, you're our friend, but we're not going to have you do that. And if you do that and get in a trade war with Europe, that's going to have consequences with us. I've got a solution, Britain. Get back in the EU. You never should have gotten out. Once you get back in the EU, there's no border between Ireland and Britain because there's no border anywhere in Europe. That is what you should do. Get back in. They're not going to get back in right away because Boris Johnson, unionists, and the rest oppose it. The Labour Party over there, Tony Blair's party, has gone so far to the left and is so weak that it can barely win elections. What we need is a strong Tony Blair-type character in the Labour Party, which is the equivalent of our Democratic Party. That's what we need to get back into power over there. Go to the lines quick. Jack in Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you, Jack.
Last week, I listened to your show quite frequently. I heard something on there that if this is not a definition of insanity, I don't know what is. I think you know that there's that saying about the definition of what insanity is. But anyhow, this squirrel calls in. I think he's from he's from Sussex. Anyhow, this squirrel, I think his name is Gary. He calls into your show 2 days in a row asking the same question. I don't know if he's just trying to blame Nancy Pelosi for this January 6th insurrection, but he keeps asking, I don't know if he's expecting a different answer. He keeps asking, why wasn't there an FBI investigation of Nancy Pelosi? I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the point of the question. Anyhow, but if you recall those rioters that breached the Capitol on January 6th, they were calling out, Nancy, where are you?
They were going to kill her.
Exactly. They ransacked her office. They defecated on our desk. They urinated on our chair. I mean, they were, like you just got done saying, Matt, they were out to harm her. So why should she be investigated? What a stupid question. All I can say is this. Gary's nuts. Grab him.
Jack, I got to go to a break. That was terrific. Those of you who are on the line, don't hang up. I'll get back after you right after the break, and I'll respond to Jack. But, Jack, that was a magnificent. You're absolutely right. You laid out the facts perfectly. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.